Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. And we got another full house here tonight. Fans have turned out for the Elsick Rams and the George Ranch High School Longhorns. Both are 3-1 in 23-6A play. A little bit different on the overall records. Elsick comes in at 7-12. George Ranch at 15-3. But you'll hear Coach Joe Hicks in a little bit, and he'll talk to you about all of the top 10 teams they played in non-district play to get things ready for 23-6A play. So their overall record kind of belies how they are and what they bring to the court every night in high school basketball. As you can hear behind me, the JV game has been tied probably two dozen times or more during the last half of play. It is Elsick 58 and George Ranch 56 with 4.5 seconds left to play. Both teams are queued up in the doorway here trying to get onto the court. But they'll have to wait until this JV game is decided. Elsick leads by two with 4.5 seconds left. At the free throw line, one of the Elsick Rams. And you'll have to forgive us, we don't have a roster for either of the JV teams, but the Elsick Rams at the free throw line with the two-point lead, trying to stretch that out and ice this one if they can against the Longhorns. Free throw on its way. It is in and out, rebounded by George Ranch. And a foul called. Check that. A timeout called. And the Longhorns have the basketball. And about 4 seconds left on the clock. They took a long timeout. We'll take a break here when we come back. We'll update you on the closing seconds of this game. Then we'll have interviews with both coaches, give you the starting lineups, and get you ready for tip-off at George Ranch High School. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
All right, much shorter message than we expected here.
Have relied on Hunt and companies.
Much shorter message than we thought we might play. But we wanted to get back to this one. 2.93 seconds left. Elsick by two, 58-56. And now the Rams coach wants a similar timeout. So we will take our second break. When we come back, the completion of the JV game.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at the ranch, waiting on the last few seconds of the JV game to elapse. Elsick Rams 58, George Ranch 56. Longhorns with the basketball. Moving left to right here across your radio dial as we complete this one before the varsity game tips off at 7 o'clock or thereabouts. Ball inbounded to George Ranch. And the Longhorns cannot get a shot off. The ball went to a player at center court. He tried to send one down. And that long shot was blocked at center court. That one is a two-point victory by the Rams, 58-56. And the varsity game will come up probably about 5 minutes after 7 or so, since the completion of this one ran just a little bit long here. Again, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have interviews with both head coaches. We'll start with the Rams' Joe Hicks and then follow up with the Longhorns' Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, the Elsick Rams are here. They bring in their 7-12 overall record. They're 3-1 in the district, as is the Longhorns. From George Ranch High School, Longhorns with a 15-3 overall record. As we pointed out earlier, Joe Hicks will talk to you about that here in a second. He'll talk to you about the fact that their pre-district, their non-district schedule was a tough one, and that was by design. He wanted to get his kids ready for a 23-6A play, and he thinks he accomplished just that. They are 3-1 coming into this ball game with the Longhorns. Let's listen in. Here's our interview with Joe Hicks.
Balanced district, and you just have to come with your A game every night.
You guys are five games in. When you play this one today, both you and Charlie Jones and the Longhorns are 3-1 in the district. You've had success. The Longhorns have had some success. How do you see it going forward?
I think it's going to be a tough game tonight. Both teams are playing well at this particular time. And, you know, whoever executes and stays disciplined within their system will probably be the team that comes out tonight.
And what are some of your takeaways on your club in the first, 19, 20 games?
I think we're finally coming to our identity. And the guys have really grown. And I think we're peaking and playing well at the very right time.
When you take a peek at the tape and you consider George Ranch, what are your concerns with the Longhorns?
They're very long, and they'll do a good job of executing our half-court offense as well as defense.
Finally, when we look at your overall record, Charlie and I were talking about this early on. You played some tough teams in your non-district schedule to get ready for 23-6A.
Yes, that was the whole point. We played, I want to say, 14 that are currently ranked in the top 25 and be a 6A or 5A. And that was our goal going in. We had 8 one-possession games. So we're battle-tested.
So you see that paying off, playing those tough teams early on, kind of got your club ready for this district schedule.
Yes, I do. And I know those tough games, and it really simulates the tough away game, which I think tonight will be.
Coach, welcome to George Ranch. We appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School for 23-6A high school basketball. The Elsick Rams are here, and George Ranch back at their own gymnasium after that trip last Friday down to Dawson. Or Tuesday, rather, down to Dawson. They've dropped that one 62-56. And as Charlie will talk to you about here in the interview, his club was down by as much as 17 and fought back and dropped that one by 6 points, suffering their first 23-6A loss of the season. They're now 3-1. Here's Charlie. Charlie Jones is here, and that trip down to Dawson was a tough one. On the on Twitter, you said it was a tough environment. What did you mean by that?
It's just a tough place to play. You know, they have good fans that cheer for them. You know, it's a bigger gym than you're used to playing in, and they're just well-coached teams. So it was a tough game, but we got down early, battled back, and I'm proud of the kids for fighting.
Yeah, you were down 11-0 at one point early on, right out of the gate, actually, and your guys battled back and brought it within 6 on the final.
Yeah, we came out really flat. They came out with a lot of energy. We actually got down by 17 in the third quarter, brought it all the way down to 2. So, like I said, they battled back. They could have quit. They didn't, and it's something to build for towards this game.
What was part of the comeback?
They just started to play. We know how to play. We started to play good basketball, defending, talking, and we just got a little bit more comfortable with what they did, and we'll be a little bit more prepared next time we play them.
You and I were talking just before we started the interview about Elsick. Their overall record is, 7-12, but they play a lot of tough ones.
Yeah, they played a lot of tough teams in pre-district. They did a lot of things that we did, you know, and all you're doing is preparing yourself for this time of the year, and they've done that so far because they're 3-1.
And so what do you expect from these guys?
Elsick plays really fast. They try to make you play fast and kind of get you out of your game, so you got to, like we always talk about, play good basketball. But they do a good job of speeding you up and making the game chaotic, and they're very good at it.
And how do you slow down a team like that has a bunch of horses that want to run?
you just try to do is you try to break their pressure and finish on the other end, get layups, and maybe if you do it over and over again, they'll back off the pressure a little bit.
And so your guys, you got a little test down there at Dawson, and they showed a lot of metal coming back after a big deficit of 17. Some keys to that. What did you think?
Well, we always talk about you build a season one practice and one game at a time. So you don't get too high, you don't get too low. And like I told them, we could be 1-3 after a tough loss like that, but you're still 3-1, a lot of season left. So you just keep continuing to play good basketball and play together.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Charlie Jones, the head basketball coach here at George Ranch High School, talking to you about his 15-3 Longhorns. They're 3-1 in district, as is the Elsick Rams coming in. Elsick, a little bit of a deceiving overall record at 7-12, as they played a lot of tough teams prior to district play starting up just a few weeks ago. Here are the starting lineups for both clubs. First, for the Elsick Rams, a 6-foot senior, Kevon Nickelberry, a 6'2 senior, Tristan Dick, a 6'3 senior, Matthew Guidry, a 6'2 senior, Sayron Harding, and a 6'1 junior, Michael Imariaji. The Elsick Rams have 13 seniors and one junior on their club, and their junior, Michael Imariaji, is a leading scorer at an average of 10 points a game. And he and Matthew Guidry at scores for this club, but it has 13 seniors and one junior. Charlie Jones's club, a mixture of sophomores, juniors, and seniors coming into the ball game. So the starters again, Kevon Nickelberry, Tristan Dick, Matthew Guidry, Sayron Harding, and Michael Imariaji are the starting five for the Elsick Rams. For the George Ranch Longhorns, 5'10 sophomore Ori Limbrick, a 6'4 senior Devin Davis, a 6'3 senior and the leading scorer on the club, averaging 22 points a game, Noah Thomason, a 6'3 senior DeLon Dean, and a 6'5 senior Ezekiel Wandy. Ori Limbrick, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Ezekiel Wandy, the starting five for the George Ranch High School Longhorns. Take another break here. When we come back, we'll have more to get you ready for the opening tip here in Richmond. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned great financing rates and low-hour models with upfront front every day. Our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Help. Dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, waiting on the opening tip. The Elsick Rams are in the building. They are 3-1 in 23-6A play. Longhorns also at 3-1. George Ranch averages 62.8 points a game, a little bit less for the Rams, 53.8. Coming into this one, other games tonight in 23-6A, Straight Jesuit at Brazoswood, Dawson at A-Leaf Taylor, and Hastings down at Pearland with the Oilers. All of these games are 7 o'clock tip-offs, as this one was supposed to be. JV game ran just a little bit long, so we're going to tip this one off about 7:05, 7:08. Depends how quickly they get the introductions done and get this one started. Walking towards the center circle is Michael Imariagi, and he'll jump center against Ezekiel Wandy. Imariagi at 6'1", and Ezekiel Wandy. Now check that. Devin Davis will jump center. Davis at 6'4", against Imariagi. Imariagi looks much bigger than 6'1". He looks to be at least 6'4", aside Devin Davis. Ball in the air, tipped to George Ranch, and Noah Thomason. He's hemmed in by three players, but around the horn goes the basketball to Stephen Woods, and in tight to Devin Davis. Davis kicks it out top to Wandy, who's at the top of the key, to Noah Thomason. Drives on the right side, hangs in the air, puts up the jump shot. It's no good, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Matthew Guidry, his first. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason. First shot on its way and bounces around and out. Next one on its way, and that one finds the bottom of the net. It's 1-0, George Ranch. Mariagi with the basketball. Only junior on the club. Now over to pass to Ceyron Harding, and Harding lays it up and in, 2-1 Rams. And they apply some pressure right away to George Ranch. Ezekiel Wandy kind of straddling that center stripe. Now gets it to Woods. Back to Wandy. Puts up the shot. No good. The boards are cleared by Kevon Nickelberry. And a jump ball is called. And that first award will go to the Rams. Longhorns took the opening tip. First award to the Rams. Kevon Nickelberry gets the ball down low, but it's knocked away. First turnover of the ball game. On the left side again. On the drive is Noah Thomason, and he is fouled. Fouled by Ceyron Harding, his first. Back to the free throw line goes Noah Thomason. Left-hand free throw attempt is up and good for Thomason. 2 out of 3 now in the early going for Noah. Next shot on its way. That one bounces in and out. So he's even at 2 out of 4, rather. Driving down the lane, the scoop layup by Matthew Guidry is good. 4-2. Rams double up on George Ranch early on. Now the ball breaks the press to Noah Thomason in the corner to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way, no good. swept off the boards by the Rams. And again, the feed down low to Sayron Harding, who lays it up and in. Harding is down under the basket. And once the Rams clear the boards, they're looking for Sayron down low. Three-pointer again on its way by Dean. And again, it is in and out. Down to Matthew Guidry. Guidry with the jumper. No good. Cleared off the boards by Ezekiel Wandy. Ahead to Stephen Woods. Woods on the right side. Gives it down low to Devin Davis. And Davis is fouled in the lane by Kevon Nickelberry. His first. First shot on its way, and that one finds the bottom of the net for Devin Davis. 6-3. On the first shot, three out of the five starters were over talking to Joe Hicks. Now they fill in under the basket. Second shot on its way by Davis, front of the rim. No good. And into the hands of Xavier Neely. Then stolen away by DeLon Dean. Dean, scoop layup is good. DeLon Dean is on the board. It's 6-5. Second turnover of the night for the Rams. George Ranch doesn't have any yet. Down low to Neely. And Xavier Neely blows the layup. He's wearing a protective mask on his face. And he tried to take it off after he missed that layup. And the coach said, no dice there. You need to leave that thing on. To give down low to DeLon Dean, who lays it up and in. And he's fouled. To check that, they nullify the basket and call the offensive foul on DeLon Dean. So we're still at 6-5. The Rams by one as they clear the scoreboard and take that basket off. Jump shot from the free throw line by Jeremy Coleman. He's in the ballgame for the Rams, and he nails that one. Rams by three. Across to Stephen Woods. Longhorns moving right to left across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. We appreciate that you're there, and we'll bring you this live George Ranch High School varsity basketball game. Back in, Ori Limbrick, Evan Amin, and Dominique Dixon check in for George Ranch. Evan Amin on Muhammad Mabazari, and Mabazari gets his own rebound after the lay-in. Let's see. And again, a turnover by the Rams down low. That's their third of the game. George Ranch, no turnovers yet. Down to Evan Amin. Amin with the lay-in. Evan Amin, the 6'2 senior, comes in and gets that one to drop early. Lookman Jacobs in for the Rams. He lays that one up and in. Now to Dominique Davis at the other end. And Charlie Jones talked about this, that the Rams want you to run, and you either have to run with them or you have to kind of slow things down a little bit. Foul whistled against Dominique Dixon, his first. And the Longhorns, at least early on, are willing to run with the Rams. We've seen a lot of full court passes after the other team scores or they clear the boards. That ball is down court in a jiff. Turnaround jump shot by Sayron Harding. No good. But the follow is good by Kevon Nickelberry. It's 12-9. Rams by three. Down low, and another lay-in by Dominique Dixon. Dixon with 4 points. Longhorns down by one. And this time, the lay-in attempt is no good. Tristan Dick was all alone under the basket. He blew the lay-in. Here comes Dominique Dixon. He drives down the lane. He's fouled by Kevon Nickelberry, his second. Dixon with 4 points on the night at the free throw line. Adding to that, his average per game for George Ranch, 3.7 points. First free throw rolls around and out. Next one on its way. That catches the front of the rim and drops through. We are tied at 12, 3:17 left in the first quarter. The give down low to Sayron Harding, and again, he can't get the lay-in to drop. And now George Ranch commits its first turnover. Noah Thomason whistled for traveling. He was hemmed in by two or three of the Elsick Rams on the far side of the court and shuffled his feet a bit, committing the first George Ranch turnover. The inbound to Kevon Nickelberry. Nickelberry picked up by Ori Limbrick. Now at the free throw line, kind of loses his dribble. And then a foul whistled against Limbrick, his first. Limbrick, a 5'10 sophomore. A little bit of a reach in on Nickelberry, committing his first personal foul. Triggers the inbound to Matthew Guidry. Guidry back to Nickelberry. And the ball is taken away by George Ranch. Last touched by Nickelberry. Fourth turnover. I'm going to say taken away by George Ranch. It was knocked away. Nickelberry tried to grab it, touched it, and it went out of bounds. Fourth turnover for the Rams. Three-pointer on its way from Evan Amin from the corner. Gets his own rebound. Feeds Noah Thomason down below. And Thomason lays it up and in. First lead of the night for George Ranch, 14-12. Nickelberry has Ori Limbrick on him. Drives Limbrick into a pick. And again, down low. Sayron Harding can't get that one to convert. Foul whistled against Ezekiel Wandy is first. DeLon Dean checks in. Wandy checks out. So it's Evan Amin, Ori Limbrick, Dominique Dixon, DeLon Dean, and Noah Thomason on the court for George Ranch. And again, a turnover committed by the Rams. Evan Amin will trigger the inbound, and the press is on by the Rams. Amin to Thomason, Thomason to Limbrick. Longhorns break the press, into the corner to Dean. He dribbles on the baseline, throws it way out top to Thomason, and Thomason tries to get around Sayron Harding, who pokes the ball away but gets a little more of Thomason in the process. That's his second personal foul of the night. Longhorns by two, 14-12, 1:51 left in the first quarter to Limbrick. Around the horn to Evan Amin, to Noah Thomason. And Thomason throws it away. That'll be the second turnover of the night. It went across midcourt. Ori Limbrick couldn't do anything about that. They let it go out of bounds. Turnover number two for the Longhorns. Ball inbounded to Muhammad Mabaziri. Mabaziri gives it off to Jeremy Coleman. Coleman spins around. It's Madu Afakwa with the basketball for the Rams. And a goal committed by Luke Jacobs. Jacobs headed towards a basket, tried to plant his feet. That didn't work. Sixth turnover for the Rams. To Dominique Dixon. Dixon in the corner to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer is an air ball picked out of the air by Jacobs. Jacobs over to Xavier Neely. Neely to Madu Afakwa. And again, another turnover by the Rams. The last two or three trips down, the Rams have committed turnovers. They now have seven, George Ranch with two. Some mild pressure applied to Noah Thomason. Thomason breaks that to Limbrick. Again in the corner to Dean. Three-pointer on his way, and that's good. Three-pointer is good by DeLon Dean, and he's fouled. Fouled by Matthew Guidry, his second. 5 points for Dean, and he's at the free throw line. A.D. Harris, a 6'2 sophomore, checks in for George Ranch. And Noah Thomason out for a blow. Dean's free throw on its way and good. The 4-point play by DeLon Dean. 18-12. Longhorns by Xavier Neely breaks the press. Gets it over to Madu Afakwa and back to Neely. Back to Neely on the wing. First shot put up, no good. Back in his face, he gets it again. Puts up the second shot, no good. Cleared off the boards by A.D. Harris. Harris gets it to Devin Davis. Davis to Harris. DeLon Dean three-pointer is no good. Knocked around. Harris got it. Back to Limbrick underneath the basket. He double clutches and can't get that one to fall. Harris puts it up, and the Longhorns had three or four attempts at the basket, couldn't get it to drop, and that's the end of the first quarter. It's George Ranch 18, Elsick Rams 12. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sporty high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Here's the scoring after one quarter of play for George Ranch. 6 points for DeLon Dean, 5 for Dominique Dixon, 4 for Noah Thomason, a basket by Evan Amin, and a free throw by Devin Davis. That's the 18 points scored by George Ranch in the first quarter. Just two turnovers. On the other side of the ledger, 7 turnovers for the Rams. They spread their scoring around. Sayron Harding has 4. Now Lookman Jacobs, Jeremy Coleman, Matthew Guidry, Kevon Nickelberry, each with a basket. That's the 12 points for the Rams. DeLon Dean inbounds. The give to Devin Davis. Back to Dean. Dean can't get the layup to drop. Into the hands of the Rams and Kevon Nickelberry. And a foul. On A.D. Harris, his first. Kevon Nickelberry with a basket this evening. First free throw on its way is good by Kevon. 18-13, Longhorns by 5. Next one on its way, same result. 4 points for Nickelberry. And the lead is down to four, 18-14. Ball inbound to Thomason. Has that one knocked back into his face. He's got control of it now. Dean stops at the three-point line. Wanted to put that one up. Does not. Gives it over to Stephen Woods. He drives down the lane. Puts up the left-handed layup. No good. Cleared off the boards by Matthew Guidry. Guidry has Stephen Woods on him on the far side. Down low to Michael Imariagi. Imariagi can't get a shot off. And the Longhorns head down there into the court. Delon Dean did a good job there. The pass was high. He had to jump for it. And he had the presence of mind to knock it off of Michael Imariagi. So the Longhorns will inbound in front of the Rams bench. Wandy gets it in to Noah Thomason. And Thomason throws it out of bounds on the far side. He was looking for Stephen Woods. That pass was wide of Woods. Third turnover for George Ranch. Devon Nickelberry walks it across the timeline. Noah Thomason picks him up there. Nickelberry gets it down low to Michael Imariagi, the only junior on the court for the Rams. He can't get that one to drop. Thomason sails in on the left side, and he's fouled. Matthew Guidry, guilty of the personal foul. He's got three. At the line is Noah Thomason. A couple free throws and four attempts. Next one on its way is good. 19-14, Longhorns by five. Both teams 3-1 in 23-6A play. Next one on its way, off the front iron, no good. Cleared off by the Rams. Into the hands of Kevon Nickelberry. Nickelberry drives the lane and lays this one up. We thought we might have a goaltending call on Wandy, but just a foul. Wandy commits his second personal foul. Nickelberry at the line. He's got 4 points this evening. Just converted on a couple free throws here in the second quarter. Next one on its way and good again. It's 19-15. Nickelberry, 2-3 dribbles at the line. This one off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Noah Thomason. Thomason across to Devin Davis. Davis has trouble with the Rams press. And finally tracked down by Thomason in the corner to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way, no good. That one rimmed out. The rebound by Michael Imariagi. At the other end, shot put up and knocked away from Sayron Harding. And Thomason again driving the left side. And again, he draws the foul, this one against Michael Imariagi. Noah Thomason at the line. 5 points this evening for Noah. Averages 22. Biggest scoring average on the court between both clubs. DeLon Dean averages just over 17. Thomason at 22. On the other side, Michael Imariagi and Matthew Guidry, about 10 points apiece per game. That free throw came off. It's no good. And a putback at the other end by Michael Imariagi is good. 19-17. That 5-point lead down to two. Driving on the basket is Dean. He can't get that one to convert. He drove the baseline and tried to lay it up, and it went off the rim. Now in the corner to Tristan Dick. Dick nails the jumper. That's a three-pointer, and that puts the Rams ahead by one, 20-19. Another long three-pointer by Delon Dean. That's off. And trying to get the rebound, Stephen Woods. He commits the foul. First personal for Stephen Woods. In the game now is Evan Amin. It's Stephen Woods, Evan Amin, Noah Thomason, Devin Davis, and Dominique Dixon for George Ranch. The Rams have Mohamed Mabazari. Xavier Neely, Lookman Jacobs. Man at the line is Tristan Dick, who hits the first free throw. And let's see who the other one is. It looks like Matthew Guidry at the far end. Second free throw is good. It's 22-19. Evan Amin will inbound. He's got Stephen Woods right there, and he's instantly picked up by Xavier Neely. Again, the press that Charlie Jones talked about that the Rams employ. This one in the corner and off the hands of Devin Davis and out of bounds. Second turnover of the quarter, four for the game for the Longhorns. Here comes Kevon Nickelberry. Into Neely. Now down low to Jeremy Coleman. We'll see if the shot counts. Seemed like the foul was committed before he put the ball up. And the foul whistled against Devin Davis. No basket for Jeremy Coleman. He'll go to the free throw line with a couple points. Coleman, a 6'4 senior. For the Rams, first free throw on its way and off the mark. On the jump shot by Chibuzo Maduafakwa. And again, a turnover for the Longhorns on their end of the court. That's five for the game. Ezekiel Wandy looking to check in. He's back in. And Evan Amin checks out. Maduafakwa walks this one across. No press by George Ranch. 4:30 left before halftime. Longhorns trail by seven. And that one is poked away. Eighth turnover now for the Rams. Noah Thomason in the corner. Cross court to Stephen Woods. Back to Thomason. He drives the lane, kicks it out to Woods. Three-pointer on its way is good. Stephen Woods with the three-pointer. That cuts the lead down to four. Lookman Jacobs has Thomason on him. Drives the left side. Turnaround shot is good. Lookman Jacobs with 4 points. 28-22. Lead back up to six. The inbound to Thomason, to Wandy, back to Thomason. Now down court to Devin Davis, to Wandy, back out to Stephen Woods. A jump shot on its way from the free throw line, and he's fouled. The shot went way off the mark, but he was fouled by Lookman Jacobs, his first. Stephen Woods with the three-pointer just a few seconds ago at the free throw line. First one by Woods is good. His average is 3.9 points a game, and he's got that now with four. When the Rams substitute, they send two, three, even four guys in and kind of replace almost every starter on the court. Second one by Woods is no good. Cleared off the boards by Madu Afakwa. Now out top to Matthew Guidry. He drives down the lane, kicks it out to Sayron Harding. Harding with a three-pointer from the corner. 31-23, biggest lead of the night now for the Rams at 8. Thomason, double team, gets it over to Steven Woods. Woods down low to Dominique Dixon, and that one is knocked out of bounds. No foul called on Dixon. Devin Davis checks out. In for George Ranch is DeLon Dean. Now to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick double team, but breaks that. Gets it to Dixon. Dixon tries to get it to a streaking Noah Thomason. That's out of bounds. Four turnovers in the quarter for the Longhorns. Six on the night. Inside 3 minutes to play before half. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Big 23-6A basketball game. Both clubs come in at 3-1. And the Longhorns steal that pass. 9 turnovers for the Rams. Here comes Noah Thomason. And he puts in the reverse layup. He's got 6 points. And the lead is cut down to 6, 31-25. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football 7th year is a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
All right, the inbound to the Rams.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports.
Xavier Neely with the basketball. Gives it down low to a streaking Sayron Harding. Harding can't get that one to fall. Rebound to George Ranch and Noah Thomason. Drive on the basket on the left side by Steven Woods. Woods lays it up and in. He's got 5 points. Lead down to 4. Three-pointer on its way, and that's good by Tristan Dick. Tristan Dick nailed the three-pointer. It's 34-27. Lead back up to 7. Stolen away by the Rams. Noah Thomason couldn't dribble through one of the Rams. Sayron Harding at the other end. He lays it up and in. Now a 9-point lead by the Rams to Limbrick. To Ezekiel Wandy. Wandy to Thomason. Thomason on the left side lays it up and in. Good left-handed layup by Noah Thomason. Almost stolen away by Steven Woods. The press is broken by the Rams in the corner. Three-pointer on its way by Dick. No good. Rebound to DeLon Dean. Dean on the right side drives in and draws the foul. DeLon Dean fouled by Matthew Guidry. And our book has Guidry with 4 here in the first half. DeLon Dean, a little bit of everything in the first quarter. A three-pointer, a basket, and a free throw with 6 points. Sends that one on its way and hits the first free throw. Noah Thomason will check out. And in for George Ranch, a 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. Dean will size up his second free throw. Now sends it on its way, and it's good for DeLon Dean. He's got 8 points. 36-31. Lead down to five. Rams trying to build on that, and George Ranch trying to knot this one back up, and that's a good sign for the Longhorns as the Rams commit their 10th turnover of the night. Madu Afakwa picked up his dribble and then put it back on the floor, double dribbled. And that gave the Longhorns a basketball out top to Stephen Woods. Three-pointer on its way. That one is in and out. Good rebound by Devin Davis. Davis kicks it back out to Woods. Woods to Limbrick. Limbrick to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way. That one hits the rim, the top of the backboard, and goes out of bounds. Turnover number eight for George Ranch. A little bit of a press for George Ranch. They get it in to Tristan Dick, to Madu Afakwa. Back over to Tristan Dick. He drives, kind of scoops that one up. No good. Knocked around into the hands of Ezekiel Wandy. Wandy fought for that rebound. Got it. Now down to DeLon Dean, who lays it up and in. DeLon Dean with the lay-in. Three good passes by George Ranch before DeLon Dean laid that one in. And at the other end, Lookman Jacobs with the layup. And that's a buzzer. We're at halftime. Elsick Rams 38, George Ranch 33. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Dun, 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 dun. We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio. Woo!
All right, back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Longhorns down by 5, 38-33 to the Elsick Rams. Here's the scoring so far for the Longhorns. 10 points by DeLon Dean, 9 by Noah Thomason, 6 by Stephen Woods, 5 by Dominique Dixon. A basket by Evan Amin and a free throw by Devin Davis. That's the 33 points scored by Charlie Jones's ball club. The Longhorns with 8 turnovers through halftime. On the other side of my scorebook, Sayron Harding with 9, 6 by Lookman Jacobs, 7 by Tristan Dick, 5 by Kevon Nickelberry, and then a basket each by Madu Afakwa, Matthew Guidry, Jeremy Coleman, and Michael Imariaji. That is the 38 points for Joe Hicks's Rams coming in here at 3-1 in the district to match up with the 3-1 Longhorns in the district. Tell you what, we'll take a quick break when we come back. My favorite author is here. It's Jerry Toops, and we'll talk to him about the Longhorns, about his book, and a whole bunch more. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch, as promised, Jerry Toops is here. How are you? Happy New Year.
Amazingly awesome. Nothing like a good basketball game on Friday night.
What's up with the book?
Well, after the physical copies came in, I have people that wanted to edit it. And so my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and Mrs. Patterson, an English teacher at Poly Ryan, edited it and found 165 errors. So I got that sent in, and yesterday I got the edited proof back. So this weekend I'm going to go word by word, and it is extremely tedious. I've never done this before. I'm a math teacher. I'm not a grammar pro. And to edit a book like this, I really needed other people's help, but it's at least it's getting done correctly. It's just very painstakingly slow, but it'll be worth it. It's going to be correct when it comes out.
And when will that be?
Probably, I mean, I've said October, November, December. I would say late February, probably. Or middle February to middle of March. Hopefully that's correct this time.
And same information that you've told us before. It'll come out in tangible and digital form.
Correct.
And people will be able to get it on websites, Amazon.
Correct.
And
all of the digital platforms, it'll be on sale. And I was told the Barnes & Noble wanted to do a book signing with me, so when it comes out, I'll go over there with them. And they usually do local book signings for local authors, so that will be a treat for the people who want to get the book.
Well, after you gave me my copy before the end of the year, I sat down during the break and read it through again and enjoyed it a second and third time because you and I kind of collaborated a little
right.
better.
You
we
really
did a little
helped a lot
editing on it. So, but it's certainly much different when you look at something on the computer, a manuscript, and there's nothing else to look at as opposed to a book with a cover and full
right.
color and all of that.
Yeah,
so.
the book is. I'm extremely pleased with the book. It's a high quality book. Pages are really sturdy. The pictures are beautiful in it. It's going to be something to have.
So let's bring it back into the gym here. I don't know how long you've been here. I don't think you made it for the opening tip, but hey, the Rams are tough.
They we were up 18-12 at the first quarter, so that's a 26-15 second quarter. They really poured on the defense in the second quarter, and I think we've only had one three-point basket. So we're like 1 out of 12 maybe on three-point shots. So figure the percentage average out, they'll start dropping. If they start dropping, I think we'll be okay. Those three-point baskets have got to drop, though.
Yeah, let's see. Steven Woods has one, had one in the second quarter. DeLon Dean actually had one in the first quarter. So, yeah, two out of about a dozen or so.
A dozen of them, yeah. And we're a better percentage shooting team than that. So you figure the law of percentages will average out, which they usually do, being a math teacher.
Charlie always talks about he does not try to stifle anybody from shooting. They think they got a three-point attempt. They just dial it up and
right.
see what happens, and they live and die with
shot.
That, you know.
And you live by it, you die by it. Usually, I mean, we've been shooting the threes good. You got to think they'll average out, and we'll start popping them in.
So the Longhorns find themselves down by five with the Elsick Rams here. Last week, or I keep saying last week, it was Tuesday night, they were down in at Dawson and dropped one 62-56, their first district loss of the year. They're now 3-1, and of course the Rams came in here the same way. That was a tough place to play for George Ranch down there at Dawson.
Yeah, it's any away game's going to be tough in this district.
Let me see if we can find out some scores. We'll take a break here when we come back. We'll see if we can pick up on some of these other 23-6A scores. Strake is down at Brazoswood, Dawson at Aleaf Taylor, and Hastings is down at the Pearland Oilers. So we'll take a break here, and we'll see if we can find some scores from those games. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. All right, I'm Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School. Jerry Toops is here. You were telling me during the break that somebody's done a short documentary on you.
Yeah, one of the last year, a student came up to me. I didn't teach her, and she said for our senior journalism project, she wanted to do a video documentary about my first rule. And so she spent hours videoing my classroom and my actions on Friday Night Lights and put together a dynamite package. It's on YouTube now. And it'll be on my ToopsGraphics.com webpage over the weekend. Very, very professionally done. Very inspirational video.
Cool. I'll have to check that out. If you can hang around, you're welcome to do the game here with me.
To crank up the defense.
All right. The Rams will inbound to start the second half. Longhorns moving now left to right across your telephone, your radio dial, however you're hearing us tonight, laptop, desktop, tablet, however you can do it. We're glad you're here.
Almost a turnover.
10 turnovers for the Rams, 8 for George Ranch as we start quarter number 3. But the big statistic, Longhorns down by 5, 38-33. Over to Matthew Guidry. Guidry with a 3-pointer, no good. The soft rebound by Noah Thomason. Thomason to Wandy. A little bit of pressure applied now by the Rams. Gets it over to Stephen Woods. Woods down the lane. Kicks it out to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer is a little bit short off the rim. Taken by Guidry. Guidry throws it away into the hands of Thomason. He drives down on the left side, and he's fouled by Michael Imariagi. His second.
It's tough to stop him when he goes to the basket. Noah's pretty awesome.
And that's just a little bit different of a look, like in every other sport, when you got a lefty going down the left side of the lane and using his left hand to do it. First free throw on its way and good by Thomason. He's got 10. So we don't know how much that contributed to it, but Mariachi committed the personal foul. Second free throw off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. Kevon Nickelberry being guarded by Stephen Woods. Takes Wood over here to the near side in front of the scorer's bench. Gets this one down low to Mariachi. He kicks it out to Sayron Harding. Harding puts up the shot. No good. A rebound by Thomason. Over to Wandy. Wandy, this time to Stephen Woods, breaks the press and tries to get it into the corner to DeLon Dean. That's knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound. Noah Thomason slaps the basketball, gets some movement, gets it to Wandy. Wandy into the corner to Devin Davis. Davis does not take the shot, gets it to Thomason, cross court to DeLon Dean. Dean out top to Wandy. Wandy double-teamed over to Noah Thomason. The double team shifted over to Thomason. Now in the corner to Devin Davis. Three-pointer on its way. That one's long.
Oh,
picked
no.
out of the air.
Did not get back on defense.
He did not. And Sayron Harding is down there. And he gets the lay-in. It's 40-34. Rams lead back up to six. To Steven Woods. Woods to Davis. Davis to DeLon Dean. Dean drives down the lane, sees Noah Thomason down low.
Wow.
Thomason lays it up and in. He's got 12. Lead down to four. Nickelberry on the drive. And he's fouled. And the foul looks like it's on DeLon Dean, his second. At the free throw line, Kevon Nickelberry. He's got 5 points. Charlie Jones having a little bit of conversation with one of the referees. Nickelberry's first is up and in. Checking in, Jeremy Coleman. And checking out, Michael Himariaji. Second free throw by Nickelberry. No good. Rebound by Devin Davis. 2 Steven Woods. He's got Wandy on the right side.
Traveled.
Yep. Davis got the pass down low. Shuffled his feet in the lane. 9 turnovers for George Ranch. Ooh, Wandy almost had a chance to knock that one away. And get the ball back for George Ranch. Makes it through.
Turnover.
Devin Davis does that. 12 turnovers now for the Rams.
Pop it.
Steven Woods. Trying to get on the baseline. And
got him in the air.
Yeah, Nickelberry kind of took him right out of the air and knocked him down on the baseline. And the 6'1 sophomore Steven Woods at the free throw line. No, check that. Not a shooting foul. Woods so far with 6 points, all in the second quarter. Inbound to Wandy, to Thomason, back to Wandy. Woods' three-pointer is on its way and good.
Got it down to 2.
There's your three-pointer, Jerry.
Oh.
41-39. Lead down to 2.
Almost another turnover.
Almost knocked away by Dean. Into the hands of Lookman Jacobs. And a timeout called by Joe Hicks and the Rams as the Longhorns eat away at that 6-point lead and bring it down to 2, 41-39. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
And we're back at the ranch trying to win this one.
Oh,
Longhorns.
Right.
Thomason steals this one, lays it up and in.
Tied game.
Thought he might jam it home, but he laid it up over the rim to tie it up.
Turnover. Bad pass.
So 2 consecutive turnovers for the Rams. Longhorns tie it up at 41. Rams with 14 turnovers. George Ranch with 9. And those 2 paid off, especially the one by Thomason. To Ori Limbrick. Limbrick gives it down low to Dominique Dixon. And Dixon has that one swatted away and out of bounds. Now on the far side.
I don't know about that. Our ball, but
yeah, the ruling,
not a jump ball.
ruling was there was a tie-up on the far side, and the award goes to George Ranch. Inbound comes to Limbrick. Limbrick over to Noah Thomason. Thomason way out top. This one down to Dominic Dixon. He sees Wandy streaking through the lane. Can't control the basketball. Tries to get that pass in. It's put back into his face, but he gets it back.
Oh,
and now
wow,
Noah
open.
Thomason finds
pass.
Dominic Dixon down low. And the Longhorns have the lead, 43-41.
Another turnover.
Another turnover by the Rams. That's 15 on
and
the
a
night.
Foul. Great defense by the Longhorns here.
Michael Mariaggi with the personal foul, his third.
You definitely want to win the first part of the third quarter. We're doing that now.
Insult to injury for the Rams. They commit the turnover and then trying to get the ball back. One of their starters gets another personal foul. This one to Limbrick. To Stephen Woods. Three-pointer on its way.
Ah.
That one hit the rim and went up and hit the top of the backboard.
Little too long.
That's a turnover for the Longhorns, number 10 on the night. 3:42 left in the third quarter. Longhorns by two after being down by as much as nine in the ball game at one point.
Elsick is subbing a lot.
A pitch over to Matthew Guidry. Guidry goes
defense
to the basket. Knocked away by Wandy. Into the hands of Stephen Woods. Woods to Noah Thomason down the lane. Little scoop layup attempt. No good.
Got to get that in.
Cleared off the boards by D'Angelo Williams. Williams ahead to Tristan Dick, who blows the layup. And this one out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. And the Rams will inbound. D'Angelo Williams, a 6'1 senior in for the Rams, gets it out top to Tristan Dick. And again, he tries to drive the lane, has that one knocked away. 16 turnovers for the Rams. Stephen Woods, or Ori Limbrick rather, down the lane, turns around and kicks it all the way back out to Ezekiel Wandy. Wandy, Noah Thomason, little jump shot from the free throw line is good.
4-point lead.
45-41, Longhorns by four. I got this math teacher sitting next to me, so I got to make sure my numbers are right, my books
another
right.
Another turnover.
Into the hands of Woods, and Woods is fouled by Saron Harding, his third. Sixteen points on the night for Noah Thomason as he tries to hone in on his average of 22 per game. Woods has nine. Make that nine and holding as that first one hit the front of the rim and came off. Chibuzo Madu Afakwa is in for the Rams. Checking in for George Ranch, Devin Davis, Ezekiel Wandy will have a seat. No, then now they change their mind. Davis comes out. Wandy goes back in. I don't think Davis checked in, so they called him back out. Next free throw on its way by Woods. That one is good. And now he has 10 points on the night.
Now Ezekiel's coming out.
46-41. I have 47
five
in
seconds.
My book.
Couldn't inbound it. Another turnover. They have more turnovers than points this quarter.
They do. Eight turnovers for the quarter. 18 on
points.
The night. Shot by Devin Davis. No good. Cleared off the boards by Guidry. Guidry takes it all the way down the court himself. And
out of control at the end.
Yeah, he lost control, and he himself was out of control physically and lost the ball. Another turnover. One more turnover this quarter, and they'll match what they had in the first half. Longhorns have Davis, Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick.
That's 2 points. Oh.
Noah Thomason and Dominique Dixon on the court. Into the corner. Now down to Dominique Dixon.
Shot.
And he walked.
Oh, he traveled? Oh.
Traveling is a call. Dominique Dixon with the little scoop layup put a lot of English on the backboard, and that one went in, but not before he walked with the basketball, so says the referee. And a drive on the basket by Lookman Jacobs, and he's fouled. Foul by Noah Thomason, his first. Lookman Jacobs with 6 points in the first half. Nothing here in the third quarter. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Longhorns by five. First one by Jacobs bounces around and drops through. Longhorns by four. And still by four as that second one rims out. Rebounded by Limbrick. Limbrick to Noah Thomason. Little short jumper on the left side. Oh, no good.
Get it in.
Dominique Dixon tries to knock it back in. He's fouled. I think the foul was on Matuafakwa, his first. At the free throw line, Dominique Dixon. He's got 7 points. Make that eight now as the free throw goes straight through.
5 point lead.
Noah Thomason with the breather. Next one by Dixon, a little too strong. Hits the rim, comes out. 47-42, Longhorns by five.
Oh, great defense.
Good steal by Dixon. Dixon. Jump shot by Stephen Woods off the rim. Rebound by Dixon. Put back. No good. And the rebound pulled away by D'Angelo Williams. Williams, good job there. He was on his own under the basket and snared the rebound. To D'Angelo Williams. To Matuafakwa.
Oh, another turnover.
That is 10 for the quarter, 20 for the night. And the shot is up and in by Ori Limbrick. And he's fouled.
Should be a 7 point lead now.
Fouled by Lookman Jacobs, his second. Nothing ever good comes from turnovers. And the Rams are feeling that here in the third quarter. They've committed 10 in the quarter and 20 for the game. Ori Limbrick at the free throw line. First one on its way and good.
50-42.
That finishes the three-point play for Limbrick. 1:11 left in the third quarter. Longhorns by eight. Big turnaround for George Rance. They were down by six.
Another turnover.
Into the hands of Thomason. He's hammered underneath by Imariaji, his fourth. Sixteen points for Noah Thomason at the free throw line. Left-handed effort on its way and good by Thomason. Thomason. 51-42, Longhorns by nine, biggest lead of the game by either club. Next one on its way, that one a little too strong, off the back iron, rebounded by Muhammad Mabazari. Mabazari to Mariaggi.
Almost another turnover.
Into Xavier Neely. Neely guarded by Limbrick. Shakes Limbrick,
good,
almost throws it away.
George Ranch.
Back out top to Muhammad Mabazari. Mabazari hemmed in by Noah Thomason. That one
got
is
it.
Knocked away. 12th turnover of the quarter. Into the hands of Limbrick. Limbrick drives the lane. No good. Cleared off by Mabazari. Oh, Mabuzari. He dragged that pivot foot. He tried to stop right in front of the scorer's table.
Man.
Just could not dig in that tennis shoe enough to stop himself.
4 points for Elsick and like 13 or 14 turnovers this quarter.
Yeah, 13.
4 points. That is good defense by George Ranch. They're playing great one-on-one man.
6'2 senior Evan Amin in now for the Longhorns. DeLon Dean is in. Noah Thomason, Stephen Woods, and Ezekiel Wandy, the five on the court for Charlie Jones's club. Over to Stephen Woods, to Wandy, back to Woods, into Evan Amin. DeLon Dean, three-pointer on its way, a little bit short. Off the rim, the feed down low to Evan Amin, who lays it up and in. Evan with 4 points. Longhorn lead 11.
Double-digit lead for the Longhorns. What a quarter for George Ranch.
That's the end of the third quarter. Longhorns 53 and the Rams 42. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
18-4 there.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, back at George Ranch, waiting to start quarter number four. Longhorns outscored the Rams 20-4. Mainly on the strength of their
man-to-man defense.
Yeah, and also the 13 turnovers by the Rams, and the Longhorns converted on almost every one of those in one way or another. That contributed to that 20-4 deficit in that quarter. Longhorns lead by 11, 53-42.
You win the third quarter, and things usually good happen in basketball.
Xavier Neely's three-pointer is no good. Spun out of the rim. Rebound by Thomason.
Bad pass.
11 turnovers, 12 now for George Ranch. And a foul down low. Let's see if it... Yeah, it's on Evan Amin, his first. We'll catch you up on the George Ranch scoring when we have a chance here. Long three-pointer on its way by...
Good rebound.
Yeah, Kevon Nickelberry missed it. Sayron Hardy cleaned it up. 53-44, Longhorns by nine. Ahead to Evan Amin. Amin to Thomason, who lays it up and in. Noah Thomason. This one down low to Harding. Harding with his 15th point of the night. Longhorn lead down to nine. DeLon Dean drives on the basket. Puts up a wild off-balance shot. High off the rim. And again, down low, Sayron Harding. His third basket of the quarter. He's got 17. The Longhorns a little ragged here in the fourth quarter. This one to Dean. Three-pointer on its way by Amin. No good. DeLon Dean kicked it out to Evan Amin. The three-pointer wouldn't drop.
I got to believe on them three-point shots. They'll fall.
All right, the inbound to the Rams. Nickelberry on the far side breaks the press. Ori Limbrick on him. Nickelberry drives, and he's fouled by Limbrick, his second. Longhorn scoring, led by Noah Thomason through three quarters. 17 points for Noah, 10 each for DeLon Dean and Stephen Woods. 8 by Dominic Dixon, 4 by Evan Amin, and 3 by Ori Limbrick, a free throw by Devin Davis. At the free throw line, Kevon Nickelberry. Next one on its way, no good. 55-48, Longhorns by 7.
3-on-2.
To Thomason. He drives the left side, puts it up and in. Noah Thomason.
Tough to stop.
Hitting his average again, 57-48, Longhorns by 9. Drive on the left side, layup no good by Tristan Dick. Rebounded by Ezekiel Wandy. Ahead to Ori Limbrick, who lays it up
there
and in.
Go.
Ori Limbrick with 5 points.
Got it up back to the 11-point lead.
Back up to 11.
Ooh, got him.
And a foul whistled against Noah Thomason, his second.
Really neat watching the kids you've taught as freshmen do their stuff on the court. I taught Noah and Ezekiel. It's really neat to watch them play.
Timeout on the court. This is a short timeout, so we'll bring you up to date on scoring for the Rams through three quarters. Saron Harding with 11, 7 each by Lookman Jacobs and Tristan Dick, 6 points by Kevon Nickelberry, 2 by Madu Afakwa, 2 by Matthew Guidry, 2 by Jeremy Coleman, and that was a 42 point scored through three quarters by the Rams, but it was the turnovers, 13 in the third quarter by Elsick, that gave the Longhorns a chance to get back into this one and push the lead out to 11 points as we ended the third quarter. Looks like we got a little issue on the far end of the court.
Electric outlet.
Yeah, the outlet kind of popped out. I think somebody was using it to charge their cell phone.
The photographer was down there.
Nick Cavallo goes over there and
confiscates the charging cables.
The charger, the phone, everything over there. Now we're back. This one long pass down to Xavier Neely. And now he'll come up, cross the timeline on kind of a little walk or trot. Picked up by Stephen Woods. Now Neely from the top of the key, no good. Rebound to
turnover.
Tristan Dick, and another
Ezekiel
turnover. Wandy on the left side, blows a layup. Mm. Put back, no good by Dominique Dixon.
Another turnover.
25 on the game for the Rams. Stephen Woods, the three-pointer, no good. Picked out of the air by Tristan Dick. Dick to Saron Harding.
Traveling.
And
another
Harding
turnover.
Walks with the basketball. And again, Rams plagued by multiple turnovers and multiple consecutive turnovers. Wandy inbound to Stephen Woods. Back to Wandy. Back to Woods. They try to break the press, and they do that here. Playing catch all the way down the court until they cross the timeline. To Limbrick on the far side. Over to Stephen Woods. Woods, a drive towards the basket and then spins and kicks it back out to Ori Limbrick. 4:43 left in the game.
Taking down the seconds.
Limbrick to Wandy on the far side. Wandy pantomimed a three-pointer and then kicked it around. To Limbrick, to Stephen Woods. Woods over here by the scorer's table. Now to Dominic Dixon, who finally takes a shot. Nope, that was blocked. And down the far end, laid up and in by Lookman Jacobs. 9 points for Jacobs. 59-50, Longhorns by 9. To Limbrick. Limbrick to Noah Thomason. Thomason weaves his way down the lane. has that one knocked away. Good save by Wandy. See what the end result is. And the Longhorns keep the basketball, mainly on the strength of a good behind-the-back grab by Wandy, who brought it back into the field of play here. I think Stephen Woods got the air knocked out of him. He's kind of holding his side, so he's back on the bench. Evan Amin is out there. So is Devin Davis. Thomason looking to get it in, does, to Davis. Charlie Jones says, get it on out to the top. They do that, and Limbrick kind of inside the lane and back out. Want to make sure that they're making some kind of advance on the basket. And they throw it away. 14th turnover for George Ranch. Kevon Nickelberry heads towards the basket, and he's fouled. That slap you may have heard was one of the Longhorns slapping the backboard as Nickelberry tried to lay that one up and in. The basket was no good. The foul on Devin Davis.
Got to get better looks at a basket when we're draining the clock like that.
Nickelberry's free throw on its way and good. He's got 7 points on the night. And a timeout. Called by the Rams, Joe Hicks, who wants to talk this one out. This is a long timeout, so we'll take it with him. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
He is Jerry Toops. I'm Tom Tarando, and we're back at George Ranch High School with live 23-6A high school basketball. Longhorns lead by 8, 59-51, 3:37 left in the basketball game. I see your boss over there, Dr. Fred Black, principal of George Ranch. Free throw on its way. That was the second one for Nickelberry, and that's off.
Over the back on the rebound. We shooting? One-on-one?
Yeah, we are, and looks like Devin Davis will toe the line at the other end of the court. Evan Amin checks out. Ezekiel Wandy back in.
If we get to 65, I think that'll do it. 6 more points.
First one on its way by Davis, and that's good.
Got to 60. 60-51.
So you think the magic number is 65, huh?
I don't think Elsick's going to get 14 more points.
All right, we'll see. Davis, next shot, a little bit short. Cleared off the rim by Michael Mariaggi. Mariaggi up ahead to Kevon Nickelberry. No good on the layup. A little bit too strong, rebounded
by
Dominic Dixon. To Limbrick. Limbrick way out top to Noah Thomason.
Draining the clock. We need to get a good look at a basket.
Thomason down the lane. Little left-handed shot off the rim. Or off the backboard, rather. And cleared off by Mariaggi. And he's fouled by Dominic Dixon, his second. Michael Mariaggi averages 10 points a game. He's one of the leading scorers, the only junior for the Rams. He's got just 3 tonight. as he converts on the first free throw. 60-52. That one is way off.
Barely hit iron.
Ahead to Limbrick. And Limbrick.
Oh, I don't see that. Traveling.
Yeah, traveled with the basketball. 15 turnovers now for George Ranch.
They got it down to 8.
Exactly 3 minutes to play here at George Ranch. All right, the inbound to Neely. Neely guarded by Stephen Woods. Gets rid of the basketball to Nickelberry.
What
a
shot.
He drives down the lane, lays it up and in.
They are playing for a turnover.
Longhorn lead down to 6. 60-54. 2:40 left in the basketball game.
Need to get a good look at a basket.
Stephen Woods drives down the lane, lays it up and in. Had to wait on that one. It hung on the rim for a second. 62-54. Three-pointer on its way.
Good rebound
by Devin Davis to Limbrick. Ori Limbrick working on Neely. Kicks it out to Stephen Woods. Three-pointer is good.
There's the 65.
Stephen Woods with 15 points. And that is a 65-54. And that brings it up to that 11-point lead that the Longhorns started the quarter with.
See if it holds up.
Wow, that was a big basket for Stephen Woods, but he was cool as a cucumber over there. They just got him the ball. He measured it up.
Got it to drain. The percentages work out over the course of a game. Might hit one or two more before the game's over.
You see what the Longhorns shoot on three-pointers as a team. Well, where is it here? As a team, 35%.
That's not too bad.
For three-pointers.
About one out of three, and we are nowhere near that.
You know what? I am wondering what the Lady Longhorns are doing. Let's see if we have an update from Reggie Dunn. Jaden's dad said he'd provide us with some updates, and we'll check that out here in a second. To the Longhorns, to Wandy, to Devin Davis, who lays it up and in. Devin Davis with 4 points.
Make those shots count.
67-54, biggest lead of the night for either club. It's 13 points. Spinning layup attempt by Kevon Nickelberry is no good. Picked off the boards by Thomason, and he's tripped.
Didn't think they'd call that.
Tristan Dick with the personal foul, his first. Let's see if we can find some scores here. 35-32, George Ranch at the end of three quarters of play. That was about 15 minutes ago. Thanks to Reggie Dunn for doing that. Mm. Free throw by
Noah
Thomason. A little strong off the back of the rim.
Oh. That's a push. Very good call.
Michael Amariati.
Put his elbow into him.
In my book, that's 5 personal fouls on him. We'll see if that's what the scorers have.
Huh.
No indication from the official score that he was out of the ball game.
Good defense there by Elsie.
Yeah, turnover
for
George Ranch. That's number 16. Kevon Nickelberry shot from the corner, no good. The rebound.
What a dribble by Noah.
Stephen Woods. And maybe one too many passes into the hands of Noah Thomason, and he's fouled. And if that's not the fifth foul, then my book is way off, and I believe it is, on Michael Amariagi. And he's kind of walking towards the bench. There's the buzzer. In comes Muhammad Mabazari. Mabazari is in for Mariachi, and he goes over and shakes hands with Charlie Jones. His night is done. 3 points for him. Thomason's free throw on its way and good.
Fourteen-point lead with a minute left.
Next one by Thomason. That's good as well. 69-54, 15-point lead. Inside a minute to play now. Down the lane, blowing the layup, Mohamed Mabazari. Mabazari can't get that one to drop. Into the hands of Stephen Woods.
Bad pass.
Yeah, and the Longhorns commit turnover number 17 on the night. Down low to Sayron Harding, who lays it up and in. He's got 8 for the quarter and 19 for the game. Thomason on the left side, and he's fouled by Mabazari.
Noah was a great student. It's neat to see him perform at this level.
23 points on the night for Thomason. Make that 24 as he hits the first free throw. Two biggest scorers on the team. Noah Thomason with 22 average. Belon Dean, 17 and a half. Next free throw on its way and good again. 71-56, a 15-point lead. The Longhorns were down by as many as 9 at one point in this game. And if you remember from Tuesday night when they were down at Dawson, they were down by 17 in that game and fought back to drop a 6-point ball game down in Pearland.
We've almost scored 40 points this half. 39 points this half.
Neely to Sayron Harding to Mabazari. In the corner to Neely. Three-pointer on its
long
way. No good.
Again.
Rebound by Thomason. He's tied up.
12 seconds left.
And the award back to George Ranch. 12.6 seconds remaining.
Great win by Coach Jones's team. Great second half.
This one almost stolen away.
Not a good pass.
Knocked out of bounds by Mabazari. Thomason will inbound, standing right next to Charlie Jones on the Longhorn side.
Big win for the team tonight.
Gets it into Woods. That's the final buzzer. Longhorns 71 and the Rams 56. Jerry and I will be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. Final score again, Longhorns 71 and the Rams 56. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at the ranch, Longhorns a winner, 71-56, moved to 16-3 overall, 4-1 rather, in district play. Elsick drops down to 7-13 and 3-2 in 23-6A play. We tried to pick up scores from all the other games tonight in district play. No other games reported but ours, so I don't have anything for you there. Let's run down the scoring. Leading the way again, Noah Thomason with 25 points, 15 by Stephen Woods, 10 by DeLon Dean, 8 by Dominic Dixon, and then 4 each by Devin Davis and Evan Amin. That's the 71 points scored by George Ranch, 17 turnovers. The inverse of that number, 71 and 17 turnovers for the Longhorns. You didn't think I knew that word, did you? 19 points on the other side by Sayron Harding leading the way for the Rams. 9 by Lookman Jacobs. 9 by Kevon Nickelberry. 7 points by Tristan Dick. 2 points by Madu Afakwa. 2 points by Matthew Guidry. And then 3 points by Michael Imariaji. That is the 56 scored by the Rams, and the Rams finished with 26 turnovers. Wow. They had 13 of those in the third quarter alone, 3 in the fourth, and Wills, 10 by halftime.
Wills fell off the bus for him in the third quarter. It was a whitewash in the third quarter for George Ranch. We really dominated.
And I see Charlie Jones down there talking to Chad Washington from the Fort Bend Herald. You can look for Chad's game story tomorrow in the Fort Bend Herald. And Charlie usually makes his way up here.
Well, I'll go get Charlie, and great talking to you. Thank you for letting me participate tonight.
Hey, glad to have you. Anytime. Please come back.
Always believe.
That's Jerry Toops. And we're looking for his book maybe next month, tangible form, digital form. Might be a book signing at B. Dalton's locally. So we'll get that. I already got my advance copy and enjoyed reading it over the break. The story of Always Believe. And I think Charlie is making his way up here. He sure is. You fit on that headset again. As you win more and more games, it's harder and harder for you to get up here, right?
I know. We have a lot of old alumni that have been coming out and watching this. My family always does a good job of supporting. It was another great game. I'm glad we got to give the fans a good, exciting game
tonight. Wow. First of all, let's talk about that third quarter. Your Longhorns came alive. They outscored the Rams 20-4 in that third quarter. The Rams had 13 turnovers in the quarter alone, and you guys capitalized on almost every one of those.
Yeah, we in the first half, we bobbled some balls that we hadn't been bobbling. We missed some shots that we don't normally miss, so it kind of affected our defense. We went in at halftime and talked about it and said, no matter what's happening, your defense has to keep building. In the third quarter, they did a great job playing defense and then finishing on the other end.
And your top scorers, as usual, Thomason with 25, 15 by Stephen Woods, 10 by DeLon Dean. Good contribution by Dominic Dixon with 8. You had 4 each by Davis and Evan Amin. A lot of scoring again. Ori Limbrick with 5.
Yeah, I think we played 11 guys tonight, and we needed all 11 of them. Nobody's bigger than the team. We're as good as the 11th, 12th man. And our two sophomore guards, I don't talk about them enough. Stephen Woods and Ori Limbrick, they came in, they handled the pressure, they played defense, and I'm happy that I'm going to get to have them for two more years after this.
You know, during the course of the game, but I'm looking at the book here, your big 6'5 senior Ezekiel Wandy didn't score at all, but that didn't stand out because he was playing a lot of D and everybody else picked up the slack.
He's been like that all year. If you watch our film, a lot of coaches are like, man, number 35 is one of your most valuable players. And we tell him, you know, it's not about scoring. It's what else can you bring to the table? He defends, he rebounds, gets assists, he talks, and he's a great player to have.
Sayron Harding led the way for the Rams with 19, and then down to Jacobs with 9 and Kevon Nickelberry with 9.
Well, you know, we talk about our goal every game is keep only one person in double figures. We did it tonight. He stayed under 20, and we had a bad second quarter. I think we gave up way too many baskets, but other than that, they did a great job. And look forward to getting some rest tomorrow. Come in and lift some weights, get some shots up, and get ready for straight Jesuit.
Yeah, down by 5 at halftime, and then you outscore them 20-4 in the third quarter, and that really flipped the whole script on the game. Really,
yeah, you come out in the third quarter, you try to withstand their run and go on your own at home, and like I said, that's our 12th home win in a row dating back to last year, and good for the guys. Well, quick question, have we heard about the girls yet?
Yeah, I'm just looking at that, and they were up by 4 at the end of the third quarter, but Reggie Dunn said they dropped it by 1, 51-50 at Elsick.
Oh, man. I know it was a tough environment. Coach Pierce and the staff have been doing a great job preparing for that game, but it's like our Dawson game. You go on the road, you try to split that one, and you come back and get ready for the next game.
Yeah. Here at the Ranch, this has really turned out to be a good place to play for you guys.
Oh, I mean, like I said, the alumni are coming out. We have more and more students coming out, parents in the community. We're hoping we keep some wins coming. We can pack the stands because the kids are doing something special. I mean, 16-3 is the best start this school's ever had, and hope we just keep it moving and with some momentum and keep building the tradition at George Ranch for basketball.
Let me check the schedule here. You guys are at Strake, and there's no women's team. And so let me see. I don't think the women have a game next week, so we may follow you over there next Tuesday and do that game on the road. Normally we stay home and catch who's ever at home, men or women, but since there's no complimentary women's game, we'll follow you over there if
that'd
we can.
That would be a good one to come through. Straight student section is always loud and crazy, and they know our kids' Twitter names and everything, so we need as much support as we can out there in Straight, and we have a little surprise for the fans on that game too, so just prepare yourself.
All right, final score again, George Ranch 71, Rams 56. Congratulations,
thank
Charlie
you.
Jones. All right. That is a final, and we'll work on doing that since there won't be a women's game here at George Ranch. We'll see about getting on the road and heading you that game live on GR Radio. Tip-off is 7 o'clock in district games. We'll be on the air at 6:45 from Strake and work out the broadcast plans and get some accommodation over at Strake Jesuit. Final score again, George Ranch 71 and the Rams 56. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for listening tonight on GRHS iRadio, and we'll catch you on the air Tuesday night at 6:45 p.m. from Strake Jesuit. So long, everybody.